Field, number 8, Corbin Carroll. Batting third, shortstop, number 13, Wilbur Depot. Batting cleanup, designated hitter, number 6, Dominic Canzone. Batting fifth, in center field, number 3, Dominic Fletcher. Batting sixth, at first base, number 27, Dominic Morolio. Batting seventh, and catching, number 36, Jose Herrera. Batting eighth, at third base, number 24, Jake Hayter. And batting ninth, in left field, number 1, Camden Dusenak. Starting pitcher for the Aces, number 12, Brandon Fott. And now the starters for your Albuquerque Isotopes, managed by Jordan Schaefer. Leading off for the Isotopes at second base, number 4, Tim Lopes. Batting second in left field, number 5, Sean Bouchard. Batting third, designated hitter, number 45, Carlos Perez. Batting cleanup at first base, number 37, Michael Tolia. Batting fifth at third base, number 11, Coco Montes. Batting sixth, shortstop, number 15, Allison Trejo. Batting seventh and catching, number 1, Jonathan Morales. Batting eighth in center field, number 10, Brett Boswell. Batting ninth in right field, number 28, Taylor Snyder. Starting pitcher for your Isotopes, number 43, Riley Smith.
Yes.
All right, Liam, it's your pitch.
message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Albuquerque Isotopes, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. It's the final game of this six-game series, the final game of this long 12-game road trip, and we're glad you're with us on the Aces Digital Network tonight as Reno aiming to make it a 9-3 trip. It was an impressive start. The Aces sweeping the Las Vegas Aviators to take a stranglehold of the PCL West Division. The Aces entering play today with a 7-game lead on Vegas in the West, and Vegas has already lost in Tacoma. So if the Aces were to win this game tonight, they would end this road trip with an 8-game lead over Vegas. When this trip started, the Reno lead was just 2.5 games. So that kind of puts it in perspective there. The Aces and the Isotopes played a quasi-doubleheader yesterday. The first game was a continuation of a game that was suspended due to torrential rains on Friday that left the field flooded. That game picked back up in the bottom of the first inning, and that game was won by the Isotopes 4-2. The Isotopes, when that game was suspended, had a 1-0 lead, and Albuquerque scored 3 runs in the sixth inning to pad the lead and then survived a late Aces push. In last night's regularly scheduled game, the Aces won 7-4, technically in extra innings. The game went 8, but a 7-inning game going into the 8th makes it extra innings, so the free runner and the extra inning rules came into play. But in the regularly scheduled game last night, it was Reno taking the lead in the top of the 3rd inning. Yonny Hernandez making things happen. Hernandez has scored in 11 consecutive games, and last night he was the first to dent the plate. With one out, he drew a walk and then stole second, and an errant throw from the pitcher Carl Kaufman went into center field, and Hernandez took a look at the center fielder Jimmy Herron, deemed that he was being a little bit too casual with getting that ball in, and Hernandez flew into third and then came down the line and dove headlong across the dish, an electric play for the first run of the ball game. The Isotopes, though, would come back in the bottom of the fourth inning and get 4 runs, the centerpiece being a 3-run homer by Taylor Snyder. That came with 2 outs and 2 strikes, and a tough moment there for Ryan Nelson, the Aces starter. But that home run gave Albuquerque a 4-1 lead. Those are the only runs given up by Nelson, the only runs that Albuquerque scored in the game. Nelson went 5 innings, otherwise was very good. He gave up 4 runs on 6 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 5. The Aces came right back and tied the game in the top of the 5th with 1 out. Hernandez was hit by a pitch. And after Giancarlo Cintron singled to extend his hit streak to 5 games, Corbin Carroll with runners at the corners grounded into a fielder's choice force play to bring in a run. That made it 4-2, and after Buddy Kennedy walked, Stone Garrett broke out of an 0-for-13 with a 2-run double to the right field corner, and that tied the game at 4, which is where we stayed going into extra innings. The Aces, in the top of the 8th inning, would cash the free runner immediately. It was a leadoff double by Dominic Fletcher that brought in Garrett, the free runner, to make it 5-4, and then later in the inning, with 2 on and 1 out, Yonny Hernandez struck again, a 2-run single to make it a 7-4 Reno lead. In the bottom of the 8th inning, J.B. Wendelken, who struck out the side in order in the 7th, would give up a 2-out single to Jonathan Morales, and that did get the possible tying run of the plate for the Isotopes. Always dicey for a pitcher in that situation in this ballpark. But Wendelken would get Brett Boswell to ground into a fielder's choice force play to end the ballgame. Our final totals from last night's regularly scheduled game, the Aces 7 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 8 stranded. The Isotopes, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 7. The winning pitcher, J.B. Wendelken, he's now 4-0. The losing pitcher, Julian Fernandez, he is now 2-4. And there was no save in a game that took 2 hours and 33 minutes to complete. And the paid attendance was 7,471. 7,471 last night on hand to see it at Isotopes Park. So turning the page to this game tonight, it'll be a rematch of Game 1 of this series. Riley Smith, the former ace, going for the Isotopes, and he'll be opposed by Brandon Faught, who has really impressed in his first couple of starts with the Aces. Faught making his third start for Reno. Faught comes in 1-0 with a 2.77 ERA over his first two PCL starts, while Riley Smith is 4-4 with a 7.35 ERA for the Isotopes. Again, in the standings, if the Aces win this game, with Vegas having already lost to Tacoma 9-1 earlier, the Aces would have an 8-game lead on Vegas. Salt Lake is 9 games out, 53-57. Tacoma, 49-61 coming into today's action, 13 games back, but now 12.5. And Sacramento at 47-63, 15 games back. In the PCL East, Oklahoma City leading the way. Oklahoma City, the best record in the league. They have the aces by a game for that distinction. The Dodgers are 63-47. And then El Paso in second place, 2.5 games out, 60-49. Round Rock, 59-51, 4 games back. Sugar Land, 51-59, 12 out. And Albuquerque bringing up the rear in the East. They are 50-59 and 12.5 games back of first. It's a day off tomorrow. The Aces return home to Greater Nevada Field on Tuesday, and they'll take on the Salt Lake Bees. It's a 6:35 start on Tuesday, and we'll talk about all the promotions throughout the course of this game. And for tickets to the upcoming homestand, RenoAces.com. The Isotopes have taken the field, so let's turn it over to the public address now for tonight's national anthem. Another amazing operatic rendition of the national anthem. Unfortunately, the wireless microphone cut out there at the end, but I don't know if these anthem singers here in Albuquerque are on PEDs, but they've been awesome, and they have been legit opera singers the last couple of nights. It's great to have you with us from Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park. Zach B. Rudy, glad to be with you on the Aces Digital Network. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Isotopes, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Leading off for the Aces, the second baseman, Yanni Hernandez. Batting second, the right fielder, Corbin Carroll. Hitting third, shortstop, Wilmer Defoe. The cleanup batter, designated hitter, Dominic Canzone. Hitting fifth in center field, Dominic Fletcher. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dominic Maroglio. Rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh, the catcher, Jose Herrera. Hitting eighth at third base, Jake Hager. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Camden Dusnak. Again, the Aces lineup is posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Hernandez at second, Carroll in right, Defoe the shortstop. Canzone, the DH, Fletcher in center, Maroglio at first, Herrera catching, Hager in third, and Dusnak in left. The starting nine for the Albuquerque Isotopes, posted by their manager Warren Schaefer. Leading off, the second baseman Tim Lopes. Batting second, left fielder Sean Bouchard. Hitting third, designated hitter Carlos Perez. Cleanup batter, first baseman Michael Tolia. Hitting fifth at third base, Coco Montes. Batting sixth at shortstop, Alan Trejo. And rounding out the order for Albuquerque, batting seventh, catching Jonathan Morales. Hitting eighth in center field, Brett Boswell. Batting ninth, the right fielder Taylor Snyder. Again, for the Isotopes, Lopes at second, Bouchard in left, Perez the DH, Tolia at first, Montes at third, Trejo the shortstop, Morales catching, Boswell in center, and Snyder in right. It'll be Brandon Fott on the mound for the Aces. We'll talk more about him in the bottom of the first, but it's Riley Smith, the former Reno ace, ready to get us going, and the first pitch from Albuquerque at 6:06 p.m. Mountain Time is going to miss for ball one. The game time temperature is 90 degrees. There are some pretty-looking clouds in the sky, some cotton ball-looking clouds. But off to the west, there are some crazy storms that swung on and grounded to the right side. Tim Lopes is up with it, and he throws on to first to get Hernandez, and that is how our ball game begins with one away. Corbin Carroll is coming up. But those storms are off to our west. I'm not sure if they're going to make an appearance, and again, it's monsoon season here, as we found out on Friday. Rain storms can pop up just at will this time of year, so we'll just hold our breath and hope that the weather holds out. Here's the pitch to Corbin Carroll, and it is outside, ball one. The defense for the Isotopes from left to right in the outfield, Sean Bouchard, Brett Boswell, and Taylor Snyder. The infield around the horn, third to first, Coco Montes, Alan Trejo, Tim Lopes, and Michael Tolia. Jonathan Morales behind the plate, and Riley Smith deals wide. And the count, two balls and no strikes to Carroll. Our home plate umpire is Taka Matsuda. Up the first baseline, the crew chief, Jose Navas, and across the way at third, Austin Jones. Two balls and no strikes to the left-handed hitting Carroll, and the pitch is in for a strike. 2-1 to Corbin Carroll, to be followed by Wilmer Defoe. Third baseman Montes is even with the bag, and the shortstop Trejo shaded toward the middle as that swung on and missed. And the count 2-2. A light breeze is blowing from right to left, but it's a little bit muggy today in Albuquerque. Smith is on the third base side of the rubber. And a 2-2. And Carroll swings and lines one into right field and a base hit. A 2-2 single for Corbin Carroll, who yesterday was hitless. He did score a run, drive in a run, but officially went 0-for-3 with two walks. So Corbin Carroll has a base knock. And he becomes the first base runner of the game, and Wilmer Defoe comes up next. The Aces wearing their traveling gray pants. They're wearing their red tops with Reno written in white cursive script across the chest. A blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey, a white number on the back of the red jersey. The Aces wear their blue cap with the red bill, the letter R in white with the red diamond inside. Center fielder Boswell is slightly towards left, a balanced infield, a double play depth. And the pitch on the way is swung on and pulled sharply foul through the first base coach's box. And nothing in one to Defoe. The Isotopes back to their traditional home whites, white pants, white tops. Isotopes written in their fun red fonts across the chest with a red number on the lower left front of the jersey. A red number on the back of that white jersey with the last name of each Isotope player in blue above the number on the back of the jersey. And the Isotopes wear their blue caps with their primary logo out front. The pitch is swung on and pulled sharply foul again through the first base coach's box. It's like it's Nick Evans coaching first base right now. Looks like it's not Mark Reed coaching third. I don't know if it's Javier Colina or Rick Short. It's Javier Colina. Both are here, and Javier Colina is coaching third today, and not Mark Reed. Here's the 0-2, and it's low and inside, 1-2. Riley Smith, of course, drafted by the D-backs, 24th round selection in 2016. Out of Louisiana State via San Jacinto College. Turn to throw to first, and diving back goes Carroll, who, of course, is always a threat to go. Corbin, in his time with the Aces, has 9 steals. He's been caught twice. One ball and 2 strikes, and a pitch is swung on and foul tipped off the equipment of Morales. Defoe went reaching, and he was able to get a piece, and Morales did not have a chance to foul tip it, or to squeeze the foul tip, I should say. One ball, 2 strikes to Defoe, who's batting 300. 7 homers, 40 runs batted in. Defoe yesterday got up there as a pinch hitter in the 8th inning, and a tough way to see a 9-game hit streak come to an end, as Defoe grounded out at his only plate appearance, pinch hitting late in the game. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a foul back to the third base on deck area. Riley Smith making his 15th appearance, his 13th start with the Isotopes. 4-4, a 7.35 ERA, 67 and a third innings. He's given up 55 earned runs on 97 hits, 63 strikeouts to 15 walks. And again, that's in 67 and a third innings. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a high fly ball to deep right center field. Boswell and Snyder going back. Boswell angled to his left in front of the hill and center. Makes the catch. Corbin Carroll will tag from first and advance to second. That was getting deep out there toward right center field and just in front of the right corner of the hill. The catch was made by Boswell. But again, you're getting out to a part of the field where it's 404 to right center, which is just huge. So plenty deep enough for Carroll with his speed to tag and advance into scoring position. Now two away. And Dominic Canzone, who's in from the left side. Canzone batting cleanup today, batting 258. 11 home runs and 47 runs batted in. Just underway, no score in the top of the first inning at Rio Grande Credit Union Field at Isotopes Park. The shadows are covering the pitcher's mound and home plate, so both the pitcher and the hitter are in the shade, but the sun is bright right behind the pitcher's mound. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Canzone. That was an 87-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch from Smith, and it's nothing in one. A bank of shadows is covering the third baseman, Coco Montes. And the shift onto the right side of the infield. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a shot to the right side. Off the glove of the diving trail into right field, and that'll be the first run of the game. As around third to score is Corbin Carroll. And it's an RBI single for Dominic Canzone, who lined one onto the side of the infield where there were three defenders, but it was out of the range of Trejo, who laid out to his left, and it grazed off the webbing of his glove and into right field. So Dominic Canzone, a two-out RBI single, and a clutch bit of hitting opens the scoring in this ballgame tonight. It's 1-0 Aces. And Carroll, being able to tag up on that deep fly ball out off the bat of Defoe, does pay dividends. And now Dominic Fletcher in from the left side. Fletcher gave Reno the lead in the top of the eighth last night with a double, and he just missed a home run by a foot or two. Canzone takes off. The pitch is up and away. The throw down is in time, and the tag applied by Trejo. So it's a caught stealing, and it goes 2-6 to end the inning. So it'll be Dominic Fletcher leading off when we get to the top of the second. But the Aces strike first, one run, two hits, no errors, and after that, none left. We're through half an inning in Albuquerque. It's the Aces 1 and the Isotopes coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Brandon Pfaadt's first pitch of the evening is taken for a called strike by Tim Lopes, and it's nothing in one. To Lopes will be followed by Sean Bouchard and Carlos Perez. The Aces leading 1-0 after a two-out RBI single by Dominic Canzone in the top of the first. Over-the-head windup by Pfaadt, and the pitch is up and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The defense behind Brandon, the outfield left to right, Camden Dusenak, Dominic Fletcher, and Corbin Carroll. The infield third to first, Jake Hager, Wilmer Defoe, Yanni Hernandez, and Dominic Maroglio. Jose Herrera behind the dish and Fott deals, and it's swung on and missed. Pitch a slider down and away, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to Lopes, who's batting .297, four homers, 26 runs batted in. Brother of former ace Christian Lopes. And here's the 1-2. And it is up high, two balls and two strikes. How about Brandon Fott? Fifth round selection in the pandemic draft of 2020 out of Bellarmine in Louisville. And Fott has impressed in his two starts in AAA. 13 innings, he's allowed four runs on 10 hits. That's a 2.77 ERA, and he's 1-0 over his first two appearances. That swung on and missed, and Lopes is down on strikes. That was a 93-mile-an-hour tailing fastball from Fott. So a good open for Brandon Fott, and now Sean Bouchard coming up next. Bouchard in from the right side. And he is batting .317, 16 home runs and 50 runs batted in. And it was Bouchard who had the home run off Keary Kella in game one of this series. That was the difference in the game, is that pitch in for a strike. And it's nothing in one. Bouchard, if you recall, had a one-out solo homer in the eighth off Kella. And Keone gave up just that one hit, but it was the difference in the game, as that pitch is low and outside. And it's one ball and one strike. So that was the big hit for Bouchard in this series, batting with the bases clear and one out on a sunny day in the land of enchantment. Over the head windup by Fott, and the 1-1 is low and outside, and it's 2-1. Sun is about 75% covering the field right now. The banks of shadows are encroaching in left and on the left side of the infield. But again, the pitcher and the hitter are in the shadows. The wind and the 2-1, and it is just off the outside. It's 3-1. In the places where there is sun shining, it is very bright. It is not a filtered sun. It is full bore. 3-1. Here's the wind, and here it comes. And a check swing is going to be upheld, and the pitch missed. So it's ball four. Bouchard walks. That was a high pitch from Fott, and he was hoping to induce a swing. And he got a check swing from Bouchard. But to Bouchard, discipline take, he draws a walk, and he becomes the Isotopes' first base runner, and Carlos Perez is coming up next. Perez in from the right side, batting .268, 24 homers and 67 runs batted in. And a pitch to Perez is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Perez homered on Wednesday night, but he comes into this game hitless in four of his last five. There's the 0-1. Runner goes, and the pitch is outside. The throwdown will not be in time. That was a excellent jump had by Bouchard, who has a stolen base, and Jose Herrera had little chance. Bouchard with his 12th steal. He's been caught just once. So Bouchard in scoring position now. Ace is leading 1-0, but the Isotopes have put themselves in a position where a base hit could tie this game. 3 to the left of second with the shifts, and the pitch is a strike. A tailing fastball at 93 captures the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Stadium lights are on. You wouldn't know it unless you looked at them. It's going to be a while before they take effect here with the bright sun at the moment. Might be a couple hours. Here's the 1-2. And a slider just missed at 83, and it's 2-2. That was the same place where Fott threw his tailing fastball. So it's kind of two different variations of that pitch. The slider, obviously, a little bit more break, but the same type of movement and the same spot. Here's the 2-2. And that pitch was the fastball at 94, and it just missed the outside in full count. So Fott trying to avoid back-to-back walks. Three balls, two strikes. Here it comes. And strike three called. A front door slider caught the inside corner. What a pitch by Fott. At a time where he was not wanting to walk back-to-back hitters, he has enough conviction to throw that slider on the front door, and it catches the inside corner, and I think catches Perez by surprise. I don't think that's the pitch that Perez was expecting at all. So two down, and Michael Tolia, who's in from the left side. Tolia, the first-round pick from 2019, making his AAA debut in this series. Homered on Tuesday in his debut. Center fielder Fletcher slightly towards left, and Fott delivers. And Tolia takes off the outside. Fott, prior to arriving with the Aces on this trip, was with Amarillo. And he made 19 appearances with the Sod Poodles, went 6-6 and had a 4.53 ERA. 144 strikeouts, 105 innings. A swing and a chop to the second baseman, Hernandez, who takes it on the second big bounce without a hitch. And he throws to first to get Tolia. The side retired. Fott works around a one-out walk and a stolen base. No runs, hits, errors, and one man left. An inning in the books in Albuquerque. It's the Aces 1, the Isotopes nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Aces a 1-0 lead as Dominic Fletcher comes up, and Fletcher was up when Dominic Canzone was caught trying to steal to end that top of the first inning. But Canzone, prior to being caught stealing, got aboard via a two-out RBI single. So the Aces have the jump in this one, a 1-0 lead, and the pitch is swung on and missed by Fletcher, who's batting .307, four homers, 24 runs batted in. Again, Fletcher gave the Aces the lead in the eighth inning with a leadoff double to bring in the free runner Stone Garrett last night. Of course, Yonny Hernandez later in the inning padded it with a two-run single, a swinging a ground ball to the right side. To his right goes the second baseman Lopes. He corrals it, fires to first to get Fletcher, and there's one away. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Now Dominic Maroglio. I don't know if we've had the three Dominics hit in succession in the order yet this season. We've had all three in the order, but I don't know if they've ever hit back-to-back-to-back. Dominic Canzone, Dominic Fletcher, Dominic Maroglio. That pitch is low, ball one. So the Dominics dominating the middle of the Reno batting order today. Maroglio's had a heck of a trip. He's batting .276 on the year, 9 home runs, 32 runs batted in, and the pitch is taken in tight. It's 2-0. Maroglio had that heroic moment last Friday in Vegas where he came up as a pinch hitter with the Aces down to their final strike and trailing by a run, and he hit a two-run homer over the left field fence. The pitch is swung on and whacked foul. Line shot past the camera well. And the count 2-1. That was into the netting, thankfully. That's why it's there. Two balls and a strike to Maroglio to be followed by Jose Herrera. Second baseman Lopes shaded toward the middle. The outfield, for the most part, straight away. Maybe the center fielder Boswell a step or two towards left as Maroglio swings and chops it foul off the facing of the stands in third base foul territory. The 2-2, and Maroglio swings and misses, and Riley Smith has his first strikeout come at the expense of Dominic Maroglio. Two down, and Jose Herrera coming up as Smith wants to try for a perfect inning here. Smith gave up a one-out single to Corbin Carroll, who tagged and went to second on a deep fly out off the bat of Defoe. And then Canzone had that RBI single prior to the caught stealing. And now in this inning, Smith has back-to-back outs. First time he's retired back-to-back hitters. The pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing in one to Herrera, who's also rejoined the Aces on this trip. Jose being optioned down. And Herrera batting 167 in two games, one hit in six official at-bats since rejoining the club, as that's in for a strike. And it's nothing in two. Big shift on for Herrera. Three clustered to the right of second. The second baseman, Lopes, is playing the grass in short right. And the pitch. And Jose swings and chops it toward the middle. It deflects off the pitcher, Smith, but right to the overshifted third baseman, Montes, who fields and throws to first to get Herrera. The inning is over. Hopefully Riley Smith's okay. That ball just kind of redirected off of his body. It didn't look too painful. And Smith is jogging back to the third base dugout like nothing is wrong. That technically will be a 1-5-3 putout. The inning is over. No runs, hits, errors, and none left. And going to the bottom of the second, it is the Aces 1 and the Isotopes nothing.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Bottom of the second in Albuquerque, the Aces with a 1-0 lead. And Brandon Fott, who worked around a one-out walk and a stolen base in the first, delivers his first pitch of the inning to Coco Montes. And it's outside, ball one. Montes in from the right side, batting 284 with 16 home runs and 62 runs batted in. The third baseman, Hager, is tight to the infield grass, playing at the edge of the cutout. And the pitch coming, and it's outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. The middle infielders are back. The first baseman, Maroglio, is well off the line. And Maroglio, in terms of his depth, about a step or two back of the bag. Here's the 2-0 and a swing and a miss. And it's 2-1. That was an 84-mile-an-hour slider, and Montes was way out in front. Two balls and one strike. The pitch and a swing and a miss. That was a fastball at 93, and it's 2-2. Two-two, and a swing and a miss. There's the slider again to the outside. A little more firm than the first one that Coco Montes got from Brandon Fott, but Fott picks up his third strikeout. And one away for Alan Trejo. Trejo Trejo, a right-handed hitter, batting with the bases empty and one out. Batting 287 with 10 homers and 39 runs batted in. Second baseman Hernandez is shaded right up the gut. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a rocket foul through the third base coach's box. Warren Schaefer dances out of the way of it. That pitch is outside. And it's even at one ball and one strike to Trejo. Trejo in last night's game had two hits, a double, a single. He also scored a run. Pitch is swung on and missed. Big rip taken by Trejo, and it's 1-2. Trejo in the suspended game that we finished yesterday also had two hits. He went 2-for-4, and both hits were singles, including an RBI knock. Had a big three-run homer to cap a five-run first inning on Thursday, and that home run came off of Dre Jameson. One ball, two strikes. Over the head windup by Fott, and the 1-2 is a slider away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Jonathan Morales in the on-deck circle. All the infielders are pushed back with the exception of Marolio, who's now about even with the bag and well off the line at first. The windup and the 2-2, and a swing and a foul back off the top of the netting. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball to straightaway center. Now angled back to his right a little bit is Fletcher, and Fletcher makes the catch, moving toward left center field. Good contact there by Trejo, but it's the second out. And with two away, Jonathan Morales, and that's four in a row retired since Bouchard drew that one-out walk in the first inning. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Zach Beirute, glad to be with you from Albuquerque. Here's the pitch on the way, and it is off the outside. Ball one to Morales. That was a fastball there at 95. Aces with a 1-0 lead. Reno trying to go 9-3 on what's been an impressive 12-game road trip. The windup and the 1-0. And a check swing at a high pitch. And no appeal needed. He did not go. And it's one ball and one strike. Two balls and no strikes, I beg your pardon, to Morales. The wind and the 2-0. And Morales swings and drives one well toward left. Angled back to his right is Duzenac. Feeling for the wall. And Duzenac makes the catch. I don't think his hand ever touched the wall, but that's about how deep it was, where Duz was feeling a little bit out there for that fence. But the inning is over despite a couple of instances of hard contact in that bottom of the second inning. And nothing across for the Isotopes in the second. We go to the third. Remains the Aces one and the Topes nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at PizzeriaLupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Jake Hager swings at the first pitch here in the top of the third inning and wallops it foul down the left field corner. And it's strike one, a loud strike one on Hager, the eighth place hitter. He'll be followed by Camden Duznak, and then the top of the order, Yanni Hernandez. Hager batting 238 with a home run and 20 runs batted in. And the pitch is down and in, and it's even at one ball and one strike. Aces one, Isotopes nothing. Hager did not play in game two of the doubleheader last night, the originally scheduled game, as that swung on and missed, and it's now 1-2. Hager played in the continuation of the suspended game on Friday. He had a hit in that game. They pinch hit for him in the ninth inning with Giancarlo Cintron, who got a hit to get the tying run to the plate, but Herrera ended up popping out to end that game. A swing and a ground ball to the right side. It's going to be taken by the second baseman, Lopes, who throws to first to get Hager, and there's one away, and that's four in a row, retired by Riley Smith since that Canzone two-out RBI single in the first. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. In from the right side is Duznak. And the pitch is taken for a called strike on the outside corner. Slow breaking ball at 79 from Smith. Duznak batting 249 homers and 35 runs batted in. Pitch on the way, and Duz tried to check his swing, and he did on the appeal up to Jose Navas, the first base umpire. Riley Smith last season with the Aces made four starts. He had a 7.94 ERA. He was with Reno predominantly in 2019, where he made 12 starts and had a 6.89 ERA. Pitch and a swing and a miss. Good slider there from Smith, and it's 1-2. Smith made his major league debut during the 2020 pandemic, made six relief appearances with the Snakes. He went 2-0 and had a 1.47 ERA. Averages strikeout an inning, too. That pitch swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Duznak, a slider away. And that's the second strikeout for Riley Smith, and now to the top of the order, and Yanni Hernandez. So this will start Smith's second trip through the order. Yanni grounded to second to open the ballgame. 1-0 Reno, top of the third inning. And this is the road trip finale, and the Aces will come home on Tuesday and kick off the six-game set with the team that was just in town before we left, the Salt Lake Bees, the Angels' AAA affiliate. Taco Tuesday. Two street tacos for $6. Add a beer to that deal. Make it a $10 deal. That's in for a strike. And it's nothing in one. Again, for tickets, renoaces.com. And to check out the complete list of promos on this homestand, the website has that as well. As Hernandez trying to drop a bunt, and he bunts foul third base side. So now it's nothing in two. The Aces in a tough venue here in Albuquerque as of late for them. The Aces in their last 14 games here in Albuquerque are 4-10, going back to last year's final stretch. But Reno, especially after sweeping Vegas, would be very pleased with a split here. The pitch is off the outside, and it's 1-2. And again, to put it in perspective, the Aces started this trip leading Vegas by 2.5 games in the West. And if they win this game today, they'll head home with an 8-game lead in the West. So a very significant gain by the Aces on this trip. Pitch is swung on and lined foul off to the right. Even if the Aces don't win this game and it winds up being a 7-game lead, mean, there is significant ground gain, or I guess separation created from the perspective of the first base club, a first place club. One ball and two strikes to Hernandez. If he to reach, Corbin Carroll comes up next. Otherwise, Carroll would lead off the fourth. Here's the 1-2, and it's up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Balanced infield, the outfield straight away, and the 2-2. And Yanni swings and taps it weakly to the left side. It's going to be taken by the third baseman, Montes, moving to his left, and he throws to first on the run in time to get Hernandez, and that ends the inning. That was put in play softly by Hernandez, and it gets you thinking immediately with Yanni's speed about an infield hit, but that was played nicely by Montes. And the inning is over, nothing across for the Aces, and Riley Smith has set down six in a row. To the bottom of the third, the Aces won. The Isotopes nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
What a beautiful summer night in Albuquerque. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have you with us. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch is swung on and missed by Brett Boswell. It's nothing and one. Boswell followed by Taylor Snyder and Tim Lopes. The pitch is off the outside, and it's 1-1. Boswell batting .258, 9 homers, 28 runs batted in. Brandon Faught has retired 6 of the first 7 that he's faced. The only exception, he walked Sean Bouchard with 1 out in the first. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Herrera. And the count 1-2. Here's the pitch, and it is in tight. Pitch on the way, and a check swing, but he went around, and the home plate umpire, Takamatsuda, calls it himself. That is the fourth strikeout for Brandon Faught. 3 of the 4 have been swinging, and Faught continues to groove on a Sunday afternoon. There's one away, and Taylor Snyder coming up next. Snyder batting .207, 3 homers and 11 runs batted in. It's science night here at Isotopes Park. Here's the pitch, and it's up and away, ball one. All kinds of things going on. They had a real-looking dinosaur on the field before the game. They had an experiment with liquid nitrogen on the field before the game. There's the wind and the 1-0, and a swing and a miss. That was a wicked slider from Faught. And the count is a 1-1. And they also have Harrison Schmitt in attendance tonight. Harrison Schmitt, the last astronaut to walk on the moon, Apollo 17. The pitch is swung on and popped up. And this is first base foul territory, now toward the first base on deck area, and it's going to be back in the first row of seats behind the on-deck circle. Rolio came all the way down, and the catcher Herrera went over. Obviously, Herrera had not as far to go, but Rolio saw it right from the get-go. It's back into the seats, one ball and two strikes. But yeah, pretty cool to have Harrison Schmitt in attendance. Not often you get to be in the same place as a guy that walked on the moon. One ball and two strikes. Here's the wind, and here it comes. And it is outside, and it's 2-2. Harrison Schmitt is actually an Isotope season ticket holder. He lives in Albuquerque and has season tickets here. So that's an A-list season ticket holder, if you ask me. Here's the wind and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss, and boy, did that pitch tie Snyder up in knots. That was a front-door slider. And Snyder just kind of clutched his fist to his chest, but at the same time swung and turned his body. And that has to make Brandon Pfaadt feel great to induce a swing and miss like that. So two down. And here's Tim Lopes, back-to-back Ks for Pfaadt, who now has five as that's fouled back for strike one. Lopes taps both sides of home plate with his bat. Outfield straight away. The infield is straight up. Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a miss. Lopes swinging through an 87-mile-an-hour pitch from Pfaadt, and now nothing in two. And boy, has Pfaadt been sharp. No balls, two strikes. Pfaadt trying to make it 9 of 10 retired to begin his outing. And trying to maybe strike out the side here in the third in order. The 0-2 is low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Here's the wind and the 1-2, and it's swung on and lifted to deep left field. Going back is Duzenac. He's on the warning track. Duzenac is at the wall, and it's gone. And this game is tied. On a two-strike pitch with two outs, Tim Lopes in a soaring shot just to the right of the 371-foot marker. And just over the fence, Lopes had just enough juice to get it out. And Tim Lopes ties this game at one, and that is the first hit allowed by Brandon Pfaadt. So much for the perfect inning, and so much for striking out the side in order. Pfaadt was one strike away from it, and instead Tim Lopes ties this game at one with a solo blast. And now Sean Bouchard in from the right side, and the pitch is taken up and outside, ball one. Not taking anything away from Tim Lopes. Albuquerque may have helped that ball a little bit. The elevation here over 5,000 feet, the highest elevation in pro ball. There's the 1-0, and it is off the outside, 2-0. And I say that because off the bat, I didn't think it had enough. And it just got over the fence. Second baseman Hernandez shaded toward the middle, and the pitch swung on and missed. And now 2-1. That was an elevated 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And a swing and a miss. And it's now 2-2. So once again, Pfaadt is a strike away from striking out the side. But after Tim Lopes ties the game with a solo homer. For Lopes, his fifth of the season, by the way. Here's the wind and the 2-2. And a swing and a foul back to the screen. Again, the organ music that you hear, that is a live organ. It's two booths down from us, which I think is just great. The live organ hits a little bit different. Here's the 2-2. And it is off the outside, and three balls and two strikes. And the Isotopes don't have a don't have an organist that's like a regular. They have people that come in and out, so they vary their organist night to night. Nothing beats the live organ. 3-2 is swung on and lifted to a deep left field. Going back is Duzenac. This has a chance. Duzenac is at the wall, and Duzenac makes the catch to end the inning. So Fott was holding his breath there and hoping it wouldn't be back-to-back homers. And that ball fell into Duzenac's glove, maybe a foot in front of that left field fence. The inning is over, but the Isotopes tie it on a home run by Tim Lopes. One run, one hit, no errors, none left. And now we go into the middle innings, the top of the fourth, where it's 1-1, the Aces and the Isotopes on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Corbin Carroll leads off the top of the fourth inning, so into the middle innings we go. And at the top of the fourth, it is a 1-1 game after Tim Lopes tied it with a solo home run off Brandon Fott, the first and only hit for the Isotopes to this point, as that pitch is in for a strike. And it's nothing and one to Carroll, who's in from the left side and is 1-for-1 today. Corbin singled to right his last time up and would go on to score on a two-out RBI knock by Canzone as a swing and a fly ball to a deep left center field. Going back, angled to his right is Boswell, still going. And Boswell makes the catch for out number one. I didn't think Corbin Carroll hit it that hard, but it kept on going and going, like the Energizer Bunny. And right in front of the grass hill on the warning track is where Boswell, the center fielder, made the catch. Some easy power there from Carroll. And again, maybe Albuquerque helping that one as well. Ball jumps here. The pitch on the way, and it's swung on and popped up. This is again toward Boswell in center, but this time he comes in as the shortstop Trejo goes out, and cutting between Boswell and Trejo, the left fielder Bouchard, who makes the catch. So quickly, two up and two down for Riley Smith, who is in a groove. He's retired 8 in a row. Going back to the RBI single from this guy, Dominic Canzone, in the first inning. So Canzone is up for a second time, and 1-for-1 with that Ribby single his last time up. Three to the right of second, Canzone beat the shift with a liner past the diving shortstop Trejo. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up high, ball one. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul back, and it's nothing and two. It's been great to see Dominic Canzone not only return to the Aces in this series, or in this on this road trip. He came back for the Vegas series. But it's been great to see him return to his old form, because he was crushing the ball at the time he suffered that oblique injury. The 1-1 is swung on and missed, and now 1-2. But he was hitting just lasers, it seemed, every time. And he's back to doing his thing. Couple of home runs on this trip, and he has the clutch hit in this game for the Aces, that two-out RBI single in the first inning, the 1-2. Canzone swings and loops one to left. Going back toward the alley is Bouchard, and is going to drop in the alley and bounce off the wall on one hop. And Canzone, who just reached out and flicked that one the opposite way, found the gap, and he finds himself a two-out double. I mean, that was That was easy looking there from Canzone. He just kind of reached his arms out and flicked a pitch that was away. I thought it was going to be a lazy fly ball to left, but that ball was between Bouchard and Boswell. So it was kind of a lazy fly ball, but Canzone angled it in just the right spot. And Canzone, another two-out hit. And an RBI chance here with two outs for Dominic Fletcher, who swings and ropes one, but foul into the netting above the right field sidewall for strike one. Nothing in one, the count to Fletcher. And now Smith will step off. So Smith's stretch of eight in a row retired comes to an end with Dominic Canzone. Again, the stretch started after Canzone's hit in the first. Started with Dominic Fletcher's out that he made to begin the second. Smith fires, and the 0-1 swung on and missed. Late swing there by Fletcher, and he actually got a little piece of it and foul tipped it to the backstop. Looked like a swing and a miss, but he did get a little piece and foul tipped it to the backstop. But nonetheless, it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes to Fletcher. Marolio is on deck. The 0-2, and a swing and a foul back. The Sandia Mountains off in the distance are shining, or with the sun shining brightly on them. They're crystal clear, but to where the sun is positioned right now, it's like a spotlight on the Sandias out there. And the straightaway center field is a gorgeous setting for baseball here in Albuquerque on a clear day. No balls and two strikes to Fletcher. And the pitch. And Fletcher swings and grounds one up the first baseline, but it will find the first baseman, Tolia, and become an easy play. Three unassisted after Tolia fielded it behind the first base bag. So the Aces can't make anything of the two-out double by Canzone. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. Bottom of the fourth inning, it's 1-1 on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos. All on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City. Start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Carlos Perez, who struck out looking his first time up, will lead it off for the Isotopes. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Perez in from the right side. Brandon Fott has the shift on the left side behind him on the infield. And the pitch swung on, fouled back to our right for strike one. Fott gave up a two-out, two-strike home run to Tim Lopes and tied the game at one. Much like Taylor Snyder in the fourth inning last night, a two-out, two-strike, three-run homer. That came off Ryan Nelson as that pitch is low and outside. Count even at one ball and one strike to Perez. A 1-1 game, bottom of the fourth inning. Series and road trip finale. Here's the 1-1. And a slider away makes it 2-1. The Isotopes will hit the road and go to Tacoma tomorrow. Aces back for one homestand, and then they will head to Sacramento the following week to take on the Rivercats. Here's the wind and the 2-1. And a swing and a foul back makes it 2-2. This is Reno's last game versus the PCL East until potentially the playoffs in Las Vegas in late September. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a fly ball to straightaway center. Very high, not very deep. Fletcher is camped, and Fletcher makes the catch, and that is out number one. And Perez now 0-2, and Michael Tolia is coming up next. The strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Join us in celebrating our Wolfpack Pride with the University of Nevada, Reno on Friday and Saturday. This coming Friday and Saturday, Wolfpack Weekend presented by Eye Care Professionals. Post-game fireworks on Friday, a bucket hat giveaway on Saturday, and for tickets, renoaces.com. Here's the wind and the pitch on the way to Tolia, and it's in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Here's the wind and the 0-1, and a swing and a miss, and now nothing and two. If the playoffs were to start today, the Aces would play Oklahoma City in Vegas, and then the winner of that game would play the winner coming out of the International League. But that could be Reno's next game against the PCL East. The 0-2 is in tight as Tolia jackknifes out of the way. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a foul off to the left. There's a jam shot there on Tolia. One ball, two strikes. The wind and the pitch. And a swing and a little tapper back to the mound. Be an easy play for Fott. He picks it up, makes an overhand toss to first to get Tolia. And that is out number two. Again, Tolia was jammed, and that time the inside pitch yielded just a little tapper back toward the mound. Fott came off the front slope of the mound and from the grass entirely through to first. He was not on the mound by the time he made that throw. So two down and Coco Montes, who struck out swinging his only other time up. Here's the wind and the pitch. And it's in for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Montes. Well, I see some rain off in the distance. You could see the rain dropping from some clouds near the Sandia Mountains. Nothing that I think would put this in jeopardy at all. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. And it's nothing and two. But if those clouds make their way to us, it might bring a little spritz with them. No balls, two strikes, and a pitch. And it's off the outside, 1-2. The 1-2, and a swing and a ground ball pulled up the third baseline, backhanded nicely by Hager. And he throws to first and a little bit high. And safe at first base is Montes. Marolio left his feet to try and get it. And it kicked off his glove and hit off the sidewall. So only one base. Let's see how they score that. Hager backhanded it. And he had a long throw. I think a good throw gets him. Alan Trejo in from the right side. They're still debating if it's a hit or an error. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a pop-up. And this is going to be back of home plate and out of play. They do say E5. Throw to first, and diving back goes Montas. Nothing and one to Alan Trejo. Montas with eight steals. He has not been caught. Pitch is swung on, fouled back to our right, and now nothing and two. Those clouds moving closer to us, the clouds that are dropping a little bit of rain. It's really cool to watch, actually. The best thing about Albuquerque is the sky here. And maybe it's because you're at 5,300 feet and you're closer to the heavens, so the sky looks just unlike it looks anywhere else, in my opinion. Here's the 0-2. Runner goes, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. So Montas retreats to first. The sky here actually reminds me of the drive from, like, Reno to Sacramento when you're going over the Sierra. And on a clear day, you climb, and the sky just seems a different shade of blue. And the clouds, if there's some clouds out there, look like you can reach out and touch them. That's what it's like all the time here. No balls and two strikes. And the pitch. And a swing and a foul to the backstop. He just did get a piece of it to Trejo to stay alive on an 86-mile-an-hour slider. Here's the 0-2. And strike three called on the outside corner, 94. And Trejo kind of shrugs as he looks back to the home plate umpire, but knows that that's not his call. It looked like a pretty good pitch there from Brandon Fott. So that's Fott's sixth strikeout. And it ends the fourth inning in which Fott pitches around a two-out throwing error. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. And now to the fifth in a 1-1 game. The Aces and the Topes on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo. Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Top of the fifth inning, and Dominic Maroglio will lead it off for the Aces. Maroglio struck out swinging his only other time up, and that pitch is in for a strike. Maroglio followed by Jose Herrera and Jake Hager. Zach Beirute, glad to be with you from Albuquerque, where we see some rain off in the distance, and it's moving towards us. Again, it's nothing too heavy. Pitch is off the outside, and it's 1-1. It's like a sheet that's coming down, and you can see it's like a transparent sheet. You can see the mountains through the rain that's coming from the clouds. 1-1 is swung on and lifted to a deep right field. Going back is Snyder, angled to his right. Snyder just in front of the warning track will make the catch for out number one. And Jose Herrera comes up next. Fans, take a journey with us through platform 9 3/4 on Saturday, September 3rd for a magical evening with the Reno Aces presented by My Ride to Work and Wild 102.9 FM, featuring a Wizarding Wand giveaway, Sorting Hat Station, Tyler's amazing balancing act and photo opportunities in the concourse. This is a night you won't want to miss. And for tickets, visit RenoAces.com. Again, that is Saturday, September 3rd, a magical evening with the Reno Aces. That Wizarding Wand giveaway was huge last year. That pitch is inside ball one. So if you come to that game on the 3rd, if you want to come, A, get your tickets early, and B, get to the ballpark early to make sure you get one of those wands. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a little looper, shallow center field, and it's a base hit. Trejo, the shortstop, went out and could not get it, so Jose Herrera muscles a single into center field with one out. And that's the Aces' fourth hit, and Jake Hager comes up next. Hager grounded to second, his only other time up. Center fielder Boswell is slightly towards right. And a pitch on the way, and it's in tight, ball one. Jake has a brother who lives here in Albuquerque, and he's been hanging with him this series, and for good reason. Jake has become an uncle for the first time, so congratulations to the Hagers. And it's been a great trip for Jake to catch up with some family and to see his new nephew, Ocean. Here's the 1-0. A swing and a drive, that is to deep left. Going back is Bouchard, and Bouchard will watch it go. A two-run homer for Jake Hager. And Hager, who committed the error last half inning, forgets all about that with a two-run homer with one out here in the fifth to give the Aces a 3-1 lead. That was right down the line. You knew it had a shot if it stayed fair and if the height stayed good, and all of that played out. As Hager gets a two-run homer, his second of the year, and the Aces have a 3-1 lead. Well, Hager's been hitting the ball a ton lately, and a lot of times with nothing to show for it. And that time, Higgs with a two-run homer. And now Camden Duzenac, as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Maybe it was good luck that I brought up Jake's new nephew. Maybe the good juju was there right as I brought him up. A two-run homer. And the pitch is off the outside to Duzenac, and it's one ball and one strike. Pitch is low and outside. So now Duzenac ahead 2-1. Again, Duz struck out swinging his only other time up. The outfield is playing him straight up. Second baseman Lopes shaded toward the middle, and Duzenac takes off the outside, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike, and a pitch, and it is up high, ball four. Didn't miss by much, and I think even Duzenac was surprised that that pitch was not a strike. Duzenac is on with one out, and Yanni Hernandez coming up next. Oh, man, here come the peppers and onions again. The smell of peppers and onions just wafting up to press level. I'm a sucker for that sense. Talked about that in this series. And it was right around that time, I think, three nights ago, where I was talking about the peppers and onions coming up here. Pitch on the way is a strike on the inside corner, and it's nothing in one. Going to the ballpark can be a sensory experience all around, and the smells included. Nothing in one to Yanni Hernandez. Pitch, and it's low and backhanded out of the dirt by Morales, who comes to his feet and looks Duzenac back to first. And it's 1-1. There's a rainbow appearing now over by the Sandia Mountains. That's really cool. Here's the 1-1. And it is a strike on the outside corner. And now 1-2. I'm being told the peppers and onions conversation was yesterday in the midst of the doubleheader. Chase Groden sent me straight I didn't think it was yesterday, but yesterday was also a blur for everybody that was here. Essentially, two full games. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a chop to the right side, taken by the second baseman Lopes. Trejo for one, on to first for two. And Yanni Hernandez, who's a very difficult hitter to double up, hit the ball right to Tim Lopes, and Lopes did a nice job absorbing that second hop and starting the 4-6-3 twin killing that ends the inning. But the Aces take the lead on Jake Hager's second home run of the season. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and after that, none left. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. It's now the Aces 3, the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-through order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-through for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Jonathan Morales starts in the bottom of the fifth for the Isotopes, who now trail 3-1 after Jake Hager's two-run homer in the top of the fifth. And that pitch in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Morales, to be followed by Brett Boswell and Taylor Snyder. Pitch is off the outside, and it's even at one ball and one strike to Morales, who flied to deep left his only other time up. He flied all the way to the wall where Duzenac made the catch, almost butted up against the fence. Here's the 1-1. And a swing, and there's a drive to left, but it's going to be well foul. That was way back there, but well foul. One ball, two strikes to Morales. Those rain showers off at the distance continue to creep our way. What a sight. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Morales. Seven strikeouts for Brandon Fott, who has been very sharp. Again, he's only made one mistake, and that was a two-out, two-strike solo homer he gave up to Tim Lopes and just got over the fence in the third. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it is off the outside, ball one. Trying to anticipate, like, maybe next inning we get some sprinkles here from the rain that is moving our way. Pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. It's like I'm half calling a baseball game and half calling this rain shower moving our way, but it's so cool and so unique looking. Here's the 1-1, and it is inside. And it's two balls and one strike. I don't think it's anything that's going to require a tarp to be put on the field. It's just going to maybe be a spritz if it gets to us. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a fly ball. That is hit to left field pretty well. Going back is Duzenac, angled to his right on the warning track, and Duzenac makes the catch for the second out. Duzenac's been sent back that way a few times tonight. And with two up and two down, Taylor Snyder is coming up next. Fans, grab your furry friend. Head to Greater Nevada Field on August 17th for our next dog day. First pitch set for 6:35 p.m. And proper vaccination paperwork is required. Grab your tickets by visiting renoaces.com. Again, that is vaccination paperwork for your dog, not COVID vaccination paperwork. Cool with that. As that pitch is low, ball one to Snyder. Fott delivers, and Snyder takes up high, a check swing they want appealed, and knows this Jose Navas. It didn't look like he went. Over the head windup and the 2-0. And a breaking ball hits the inside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. And a swing and a miss, and now 2-2. 93 on that fastball from Fott, who's been getting a ton of swing and miss tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Aces 3, Isotopes 1. And the pitch is low and outside. So full count. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and Fott went with a front door slider, 86, and he's gone to that pitch a couple of times on 3-2 to right-handed hitters, and he gets his eighth strikeout of the contest, and another impressive outing for Brandon Fott, and with those eight strikeouts, that is a new season high. It's only his third outing, of course, with Reno, but season high with the Aces, besting the seven strikeouts that he had in Vegas, his last outing. Nothing across for the Isotopes. In the fifth, we go to the sixth. The Aces 3, the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field, and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Riley Pint is the new pitcher for Albuquerque, and Pint deals a called strike to Corbin Carroll. So Pint takes over for Riley Smith. From one Riley to another. Here's the pitch from Pint, and it is off the outside to Carroll. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Corbin is 1-for-2. He has singled and scored. That was in the first inning. Last time up, he flied out to very deep center field, a ball that he just... I think he flicked the other way, but it went a ton out there. That pitch is a strike. And it's one ball and one strike to Carroll. Here comes, and Corbin swings and misses. And, yeah, that was 1-2, the count. I thought it was. They still had it as 1-1 on the board. And I was questioning myself, but it was 1-2. And Carroll swings and foul tips into the mitt of Jonathan Morales. There's one away. And a good open for Riley Pintz, who we saw make his debut here the other day, his AAA debut. Pint pitched one scoreless inning. He walked two and struck out one. Again, he is a former first-round pick, as the pitch is swung on and pulled foul first base side by Wilmer Defoe. That rain continues to make its way towards us. Again, we've been watching the rain fall in the distance and come our way, like being in a car wash and watching the thing above you come on your windshield as that swung on and bounced toward the middle of the infield, taken by Treo, and he throws to first in time to get Defoe, and quickly two up and two down, but that's kind of what it's felt like. And at some point, this is going to come our way, and it looks like it might be getting a little bit heavier as it gets closer. So two up, two down for Pints and Dominic Canzone, who takes low and in ball one. Pint, the fourth overall pick in 2016, signed by the Rockies for $4.8 million out of high school, St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Overland Park, Kansas. There's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, kind of a flummoxed swing there by Canzone on a pitch to the inside. One ball and one strike. Pint had been pitching in Double-A with Hartford. And wow, there's a big Thunderbolt off in the distance. They're going to keep an eye on that. Here's the 1-1, and it is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's now 1-2. Wow, there was a big Thunderbolt in these clouds. I don't know if the umpires saw it, but I certainly did up here, and they're not going to have the guys out there if they see that. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and it's swung on, and I don't know, it must have been foul tipped. It got a piece of the home plate umpire, Takamatsuda. I wasn't sure if it was swung on and missed, but the catcher, Jonathan Morales, his first instinct was to grab Takamatsuda, make sure he was okay, not to go after the baseball and throw it to first. So Takamatsuda looks to be all right. One ball and two strikes to the left-handed hitting Canzone. There's the pitch, and a swing and a ground ball pulled into the shift to the right side, taken by Treo, his overhand throw to first, and plenty of time to hit Canzone. And that ends the inning on the 6-3, put out in a perfect inning, worked by Riley Pint, who's off to a nice start in his AAA tenure. Nothing across for the Aces in the sixth, and on to the bottom half. It remains Reno 3 and Albuquerque 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We are heading to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Albuquerque. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us as the storm clouds roll in from straightaway center field. Into the batter's box is Tim Lopes, who took Brandon Fott deep his last time up. That's the only Albuquerque run, and Fott deals him a fastball, and Lopes swings and foul tips into the mitt of Herrera, and it's nothing and one. The ace is a 3-1 lead, and that Lopes home run is the only Isotopes hit thus far in the game. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. Slider to the outside, and it's nothing and two. No balls and two strikes to Lopes. He'll be followed by Bouchard. And then Perez. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it is up high. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and Lopes down on strikes, and Fott continues to add to his season high. 9 strikeouts. Again, when Fott was with Amarillo, he had 144 Ks and 105 in the third inning, so this is his game. Big strikeout pitcher. He had 12 strikeouts at Corpus Christi on June 23rd. Here's the wind and the pitch, and it is low and outside, ball one. And again, this is a new AAA high for him, and it was the case when he picked up his 8th. He now has 9, and Fott has retired 5 in a row. Here's the wind and the 1-0, and it's high and tight, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Pitch is swung on and missed by Bouchard. That was a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Over the head windup and the 2-1. And it is just off the outside and now 3-1. Pitch is just off the outside, ball four, and that is the second walk issued by Fott, and both walks have been issued to the same guy, Sean Bouchard. And now Carlos Perez. Perez in from the right side. With this storm rolling in, it's grown dark here at the ballpark. Stark contrast to the bright sunshine we had when this game began as that pitch is outside, ball one. And there is a flash of lightning off in the distance. I don't know if the umpires are seeing that. Here's the 1-0. And a slider down and away, a check swing, and he went around, says Jose Navas, the first base umpire. One ball and one strike. Well, you start thinking about what might happen if rain halts this game, and I would guess that Fott would be done if at any point this game gets delayed. One ball and one strike to Perez. Throw to first, and back standing goes Bouchard. Again, I'm not sure if this rain's going to be heavy enough to get the tarp on, but if there's lightning and thunder involved with it, they're not going to mess around, and they'll at least get the guys off the field and probably stop things for a bit. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a foul back, and now 1-2. It's crazy. You don't even need to check the radar. You can just watch this thing roll in. normally you'd have to check the radar and see, man, it's going to rain. Well, you know it's coming. It's just a matter of when. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch, and it is off the outside. And it's 2-2. It's almost mesmerizing. Two balls, two strikes to Perez. The shift onto the left side of the infield. The outfield is straight away. 2-2. Is swung on and missed. A slider away, and that is strikeout number 10 for Brandon Pfaadt. What a performance from the right-hander tonight. That's the second out of the inning, and Michael Tolia is coming up next. It's a left-hander throwing in the Albuquerque bullpen. See if we can identify who that might be. Tolia in from the left side. And the pitch is swung on and popped up. This is left side of the infield. This will be a can of corn for Wilmer Defoe, the shortstop, who makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Another impressive frame for Brandon Pfaadt with two more strikeouts. He has 10 on the night. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left stranded. On to the seventh in a darkening Albuquerque. It's the Aces 3 and the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Life. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Ty Block, the left-hander out of Creighton and former fifth-round pick of the San Francisco Giants, is on the mound for the Isotopes, and Block will deal a called strike to Dominic Fletcher. So Riley Pint goes one perfect inning in relief, his second ever AAA appearance, and he collects a strikeout as part of that perfect frame. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And it is nothing in two to Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher, Marolio, and Herrera with the Aces leading 3-1. And again, the rain moving in. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-2. Riley Smith, the starter, went 5 innings, and Smith gave up 3 runs. They were all earned, and 2 of those 3 on a home run hit by Jake Hager that broke a 1-1 tie, as that shot foul off to the left by Fletcher, and it stays 1-2. Smith surrendered 5 hits. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts for Riley Smith, the former Reno ace. Pitch is off the outside. Two Two balls and two strikes. Block is making his seventh appearance with the Isotopes. A swing and a ground ball into left field and a base hit for Dominic Fletcher. So Fletcher singles the opposite way. And he is aboard to begin the seventh inning. And Dominic Maroglio coming up next. Block is 0-3 in his six appearances. He's given up 8 earned runs on 15 hits in his 10 innings. 6 strikeouts, 3 walks. Block, a veteran of 5 major league seasons, parts of 5 major league seasons, 111 appearances in the big leagues. As that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Block first broke into the big leagues with the team that drafted him, the Giants. In 2016, he made 4 appearances, 2 starts with San Francisco, had a 106 ERA. As that swung on and drilled deep to left, Bouchard turns, and it is off the wall. Running to third is Fletcher, and Fletcher will be held there by Javier Colina. And into second base with a ringing double is Dominic Maroglio, who continues to mash on this road trip. Maroglio is 1-for-3 in this game. And he has set the Aces up beautifully here in the seventh with 2 in scoring position. Two in scoring position, nobody out, and Jose Herrera, who's 1-for-2. Herrera singled and scored in the fifth inning, singled ahead of Jake Hager's 2-run homer. Those flags have picked up a little bit now with those clouds moving closer as that pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Block works very fast. We all appreciated it on those scalding hot California League days when he was in San Jose Giants in 2013. The 1-1 is swung on and fouled back of home plate. And it's 1-2. He was very impressive that year in the Cal League with San Jose. He went 12-4 and had a 2.90 ERA in 130 and a third innings with the then high A San Jose Giants. No balls, 2 strikes to Herrera. Third baseman Montes is midway between the infield and outfield grass. And the infield is in, the right side all the way in, the left side 3/4 of the way, the pitch. And it's swung on and grounded toward the middle and through for a base hit as a crack of thunder off in the distance. One run is in as Fletcher scores. Maroglio crosses the plate. And it's a 2-run single for Jose Herrera. And the Aces have widened this lead. It's now 5-1. And just as the runners were making their way home, saw the big thunderbolt in the sky. So Jose Herrera with a 2-hit night. And it's 5-1 Aces, and Jake Hager, who had a 2-run homer his last time up, will take on the outside corner for a strike. The pitch is outside. And it's 1-1. This rainstorm might be trying to move off, not so much towards us, but maybe wrap around to the left of us. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. Looks like that rain might be moving more left than forward, and if it came just straight forward, it would have come right through straightaway center field. But it might be trying to wrap to the left. We'll see. 1-2, and the pitch is swung on and lifted to a deep right field, sending Snyder back angled to his left, and Snyder makes the catch for out number one. And now Camden Duzenac, who's 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk. Fans, break up your midweek rut by celebrating Wild Wednesdays at Greater Nevada Field, presented by Wild 102.9 FM. Grab your seats for only $10.29. Just drop the promo code WILD at checkout. Take advantage of the offer at RenoAces.com or at the box office. You can drop that promo code there when you get your tickets as the pitch is swung on and missed and nothing and one to Camden Dusenak. What a sky ride now. Those clouds are dark overhead, but in the clearing, in the distance, there's a clearing, and it's like a powder blue sky. And off to the left, it's shades of watercolors. That pitch is inside, and it's 1-1. There's some fluorescent pinks off to the left in the clearing, but the sheet of rain you could see now beyond left field. One ball and one strike to Dusenak. Pitch is swung on and lifted to left center field. And Bouchard to his left, Boswell to his right. Boswell, the center fielder, takes charge, hauls it in for the second out. And now back to the top of the order, and Yanni Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 3. He has grounded out three times, last time into a double play. Hernandez again comes into this game having crossed home plate in 11 straight contests. Pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and a swing and a bouncer to the right side. Two hops for the second baseman, Lopes, and Lopes will throw to first to get Hernandez, and that does it for the Aces in the top of the seventh. But they get two more runs on three straight hits to start the inning. Fletcher singled, Marolio doubled, and Herrera brought him in with a two-run single. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and one left. And it's time to stand and stretch here in Albuquerque. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
What a performance tonight by Brandon Fott, who was done after six brilliant innings. Fott allowed just one hit. It was a solo home run off the bat of Tim Lopes. Obviously, that's the only run he allowed. He walked two, and he struck out 10, a new high with the Aces. And he got a ton of swing and miss, and he was awesome. So impressed with Brandon Fott in his first three starts at AAA. Again, for Fott, six innings, he allowed one hit, the solo home run to Lopes. That's the only run, two walks and 10 strikeouts. And now Jeff Bain, the right-hander. Bain will face Coco Montes. And a pitch on the way to Montes is in tight, ball one, as Montes jumps back out of the way. Jeff Bain started game two of this series, went 3 1/3 innings, allowed one run, one hit, one walk, and four strikeouts. The 1-0 is swung on and missed, and now 1-1. The pitch and a swing and a foul to the backstop, and now 1-2. Bain initially went to Cal and then Cal Poly Pomona, and the D-backs drafted him in the 16th round in 2017 out of Cal Poly Pomona of the CCAA Division II. One ball and two strikes. The second baseman Hernandez shaded up the middle, and the pitch is off the outside from Bain. Two balls and two strikes. You can smell the rain now, but it's so interesting to watch these clouds hook off to our left. So I don't know if we're going to get the rain, but you can smell it. Here's the 2-2 and a swing and a foul to the backstop. Bain had been with Amarillo, 33 relief appearances with the Saudis. Went 8-1, had a 3.80 ERA, 49 strikeouts in 45 innings. Bain made four appearances with the Aces last season, and two of them were starts. The 2-2, and it's off the outside. Slider there from Bain. He couldn't get Montas to chase. Again, Hernandez, the second baseman, shaded up the middle, and here's the payoff pitch, and it's swung on and lined into left and a base hit. That was a breaking ball to the inside, and Montas turned on it almost like he was looking for that pitch. That's just the second Albuquerque hit of the game. The Aces leading 5-1, and Alan Trejo comes up next. Trejo 0-2. He has flied to center and struck out looking. There's the pitch and a swing and a foul back to our right for strike one on Trejo. The 0-1 and a swing and a little flare shallow right. This is going to get down for a base hit. Coming in with a head of steam is Corbin Carroll. He'll field it and toss it into second base, and that's where Montas stops. So Alan Trejo with a single, and now two on for the Isotopes, who are trying to make a push with Fott out of the game. And Jonathan Morales comes up next. With the rain right close by, breathing down our neck, the wind has picked up to right field. Again, I'm not sure if the rain is going to hit us. Looks like it might be hooking off to our left, but we're getting all the residuals, the smell of it, the wind from it. And here's Morales, who has flied to lefts and struck out swinging. Two on with nobody out, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. Let's see if Jeff Bain can get himself a foothold here in this seventh inning. The 0-1, and a swing and a high fly ball to deep left. This is trouble. Going back is Duzenac, angled to his right in the corner, and Duzenac will make the catch and fire it to third. So Morales hit it high and let it fly out to left, and just maybe that wind, which I mentioned, has picked up to right field with the rain near us. Maybe the wind knocked that down, because Duzenac was headed back toward that corner, and his last couple of steps were forward, almost like that ball had been knocked down. So one away, and Brett Boswell, who's 0-2. The Ace is leading 5-1. And obviously one big swing of the bat here from Albuquerque makes this feel like a ball game again. We're in the bottom of the seventh, two on and one out. The pitch is inside from Jeff Bain. Pitch and a swing and a rope foul into the netting down the right field line. Bain was drafted twice, once out of San Marino High School by the Dodgers. That was in 2014 in the 39th round, and then he signed when he was drafted the second time by the Diamondbacks in the 16th round in 2017. So obviously going to college improved Jeff Bain's draft stock. One ball and one strike to Boswell. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Bain climbed the ladder with a 92-mile-an-hour heater. One ball and two strikes to Boswell. Taylor Snyder is on deck. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a foul back to the left. One ball, two strikes. Here comes, and a breaking ball missing down and in. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, and a swing and a miss. And down on strikes goes Boswell, so Bain has gotten up off the mat here after giving up back-to-back singles to start the inning. He gets back-to-back outs, including his first strikeout, the 11th for Aces pitching tonight. And now Taylor Snyder. And Herrera, the catcher, is going to make his way to the mound, and the entire infield will conference here around Jeff Bain before they go after Taylor Snyder. With two on and two out, the bottom of the seventh inning, and they are encouraging fans to make noise, and they are. Second baseman Hernandez is shaded toward the middle. The outfield straight away, and the pitch is swung on and missed. A sweeping slider there from Bain, and it's nothing and one. Jeff Bain trying to keep separation between the Aces and the Isotopes. Reno having scored two runs in the top of the seventh to widen what was a 3-1 lead, making it 5-1. Isotopes making a push to get a couple of runs back here. The 0-1 is up high and quickly springing to his feet. Herrera, who is an excellent defensive catcher, and Herrera cocked his arm back, but nobody was on the move. It's Montes, the lead runner at second, Trail, the trail runner at first. The 1-1 is outside, and now 2-1. And a swing and a foul off to the third base on deck area. So now Bain is one strike away from slithering away from this jam. The 2-2, and it's off the outside. Three balls and two strikes. Bain's payoff pitch is swung on and roped foul over by the tarp down the left field line. So we'll do it again at 3-2. This inning started with back-to-back singles by Montes and Trejo. They are at first and second after two outs have been recorded. This will be Bain's 24th pitch of the inning. And again with that wind whipping out to right. Three, two, and a swing and a foul ball nubbed over to the first base on deck area. And again, the runners are off with these pitches with two outs. And now time called as Snyder steps away. Thank you. 3-2, runners go, and the pitch, strike three called. Bain threw it right down the middle, and Snyder took it. He must have been looking for something else because that was right down the chute. And Jeff Bain gets back-to-back strikeouts to end an inning that started on the wrong foot for him after he gave up back-to-back singles. He gets three straight outs, including a pair of Ks to end it. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two lefts. And now to the eighth, it's the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now, for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Aces still with a four-run lead, 5-1 Reno as we go to the top of the eighth inning, and Ty Block still out there, and Corbin Carroll attacks the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Ty Block took over for Riley Pines in the seventh inning to start the seventh inning, and he gave up three straight hits to start the frame, including a two-run single to Jose Herrera. That pitch is in tight, and it's one ball and one strike to Carroll, who's 1-for-3. Corbin singled and scored in the first. He has since fly to center and struck out swinging. The 1-1, and Carroll swings and chops it on one high bounce to the second baseman, Lopes, who gives an underhand toss to the first baseman, Tolia, and they almost were too casual with that. Corbin Carroll, it's like the more he gets up the line, the faster he gets. Like, he gains steam. Most of us run out of steam. And Corbin Carroll just has a ton of potential energy as he runs up the line. And he almost was able to leg that out, which would have been unreal, as that's a swing and a broken bat fly ball to shallow right by Defoe, and it dinks in front of Snyder for a base hit. So Wilmer Defoe gets sawed off, but he gets a single. That's the way Defoe's been running lately. He has been running hot. Now Dominic Canzone, who's 2-for-3, Canzone with a two-out RBI single to open the scoring in the first. He has doubled in the fourth, and the last time up he grounded out to the shortstop, Trejo, in the shift. They keep the shift on for him. The third baseman, Montes, is even with the bag and tight to the infield grass. And the pitch is taken by Canzone for a strike on the outside. 85-mile-an-hour slider. Blocks 0-1, a swing and a chopper foul through the first base coach's box. And no balls and two strikes. Ty Block was first in AAA in this league with the Rivercats in 2015, their first year as a Giants affiliate. And he had a 4.46 ERA that year and 27 starts with Sacramento. The 0-2 is swung on and missed, and Canzone late on a 93-mile-an-hour elevated fastball. So Block picks up his first strikeout. That's just the fourth for Isotopes pitching. And now Dominic Fletcher, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in that seventh inning. Fletcher opened that seventh inning with a base hit and eventually came around, dented the plate on Herrera's two-run single two batters later. It Here's the pitch, and a swing and a broken bat grounder to the right side is going to be taken by the shortstop, Trejo, who throws to first. In time to get Fletcher, that ends the inning. So Ty Block broke two bats in that inning. One of them became a single, the other one became the final out of the frame. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. The bottom of the eighth, the Aces are six defensive outs away from a win. It's Reno 5 and Albuquerque 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Caleb Berriger will get it started in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Aces, and the first pitch swung on by Tim Lopes and grounded right to the third baseman Jake Hager in a routine play. For Jake, with his feet set, he throws to third to get Lopes. And one pitch and one out for Caleb Berriger. Can't start better than that. And Sean Bouchard comes up next. Berriger taking over for Jeff Bain, who had a dicey start to the seventh inning. Bain gave up back-to-back singles, but then got three straight outs, including back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. And Caleb's pitch to Bouchard is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one as Bouchard was backing away. Interestingly enough, that pitch caught a fat part of the plate for Bouchard backing off it. Here's the 0-1 on the way. And a swing and a foul back, and now nothing and two. Berriger has come in pumping strikes. Caleb making his 32nd appearance, his 31st in relief. 2-1 with a 5.52 ERA and 31 and a third innings. He's given up 19 earned runs on 32 hits. 16 walks, 35 strikeouts. Here's the 0-2, and it is strike three called on the inside corner. So Berriger, four pitches, four strikes, and two outs. And Carlos Perez, who's 0-for-3. Perez has struck out twice. He's also fly to center. Berriger swings his front leg and deals, and that one is low and in, ball one. So the first ball of the inning thrown by Berriger. Perez, again, coming into this one, hitless in four of his last five. He's 0-for-3 tonight with two strikeouts. And now time call. Looks like Perez has something in his eye, so Berriger gets reset. Berriger ready to go now. The 1-0 is swung on and chopped toward third. It's a tricky deep hop for Hager, but he handles it beautifully, and he lobs it across in time to get Perez. The inning is over. That was a gorgeous glove there by Hager, and a beautiful soft toss across the diamond The inning is over. That was a ball where I mentioned Ager took it on the second short hop, and it was right at his hip, and he was angled back to his left. Very nicely done. No runs, hits, errors, and none left. And we go now to the ninth inning. It's the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of.
Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Well, there was still like 50 seconds left on the between innings clock, and true to form, Ty Block was ready to go. Block does not like extended breaks between innings when he's out there. So Block threw like 3 pitches. He's like, yep, I'm good to go. They had to give time for the on-field stuff to finish up as that pitch from Block is outside ball 1 to Dominic Marolio. Marolio doubled and scored in the 7th inning. It's Reno 5, Albuquerque 1. And the pitch is a strike on the outside. And now 1-1. Looks like we're going to get lucky, and that rain is indeed going to hook off to our left. You can still see it. Now it's a silhouette with the skies having darkened. The 1-1 is swung on and grounded up the third baseline, but foul. I think maybe got a piece of Marolio's foot. 1-2. But that rain hooked around us. Again, we got all the residuals of it, though, the 1-2, and it swung on and bounced foul third base side. We got a great sky show tonight as well with that storm off in the distance coming in from the Sandia Mountains. 1-2 to Marolio. Again, Jose Herrera and Jake Hager to follow. All 3 of those guys have hits tonight. The 1-2 from Block is swung on and lashed foul in the... But not in the Reno dugout, fortunately off the facing of the Aces dugout, so Marolio sending his mates scattering there in that dugout. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a foul ball sprayed off to the right. Again, a day off tomorrow. The Aces will travel early tomorrow back to Reno for the off day. And then the Aces begin a 6-game homestand, their only homestand that's entirely in the month of August. The Salt Lake Bees on Tuesday. The 1-2 is swung on and lifted well to straightaway center. Boswell going back toward the hill. Boswell climbs the hill. Boswell is going to stumble, and the ball hits off the wall. Marolio's around second, and he wants third. The relay throw won't be made, and Dominic Marolio standing at third base with a triple. And if that's the last at bat for Marolio on this road trip, how fitting. This has been Dominic Marolio's road trip, and he raises his arms in the air at third base in victory as he collects a triple to punctuate an awesome awesome road trip. And looking at the replay, it hit off the top padding. It missed a home run by inches. And for Dominic Marolio, that is his second triple of the season. Here's a pitch. And it is low, ball 1. Here's the 1-0, and it is off the outside. Two balls and no strikes to Jose Herrera, who has a chance to pick up an easy RBI here. I mean, nothing's ever easy in this game, but Herrera can put the ball in play. Chances are he'd get in Maroglio as that pitch is fouled off to the right, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Jose with Jake Hager on deck. Pitch is swung on in line, caught by Ty Block. That was lined right back toward the mound, and Block snagged it. And a nifty play by Block, and then looks Maroglio back to third. And that is out number one. Ty Block, look what I found. Line right back his way, and Block just extended his right glove hand up and snared it. So one away. And Jake Hager coming up next is going to bring the pitching coach Frank Gonzalez out to the mound. Again, the Aces leading 5-1. They have out-hit Albuquerque 10-3. So meeting on the mound. Takamatsuda, the home plate umpire, goes out and dissolves that. Somebody throwing in the Albuquerque pen. Pitch is outside, ball one to Jake Hager. Reagan Todd is throwing in the pen for Albuquerque. One ball and no strikes to Hager, who had a two-run homer in the fifth inning to break the 1-1 tie earlier. The pitch is low and outside. Hager holds his swing, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Hager has a great opportunity here to make it a 3-RBI game. Pitch, and Hager takes in tight. Two balls and one strike. Two-one, and a swing and a liner foul off to the right, and now 2-2. Reagan Todd in the Albuquerque pen, and we'll see if Ty Block retires Jake Hager here, if they'll stay with him. Block has been in since the seventh inning. He started the seventh. We're here in the top of the ninth. It's 5-1 Reno. The 3-2, and Hager takes off the outside, ball four. So Jake works a walk, and now runners at the corners for Camden Duzenac. Duzenac 0-2 with a walk drawn. The pitch to Duz is taken for a strike. Maroglio at third, Hager at first with one out. Aces leading 5-1, trying to put a stamp on this game and on this 12-game road trip. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul ball tapped off to the third base dugout. No balls and two strikes to Duzenac. Yanni Hernandez is on deck. Block delivers the 0-2, and Duzenac takes in the dirt, backhanded nicely by Morales. One ball and two strikes. Obviously a spot here where Ty Block would love a strikeout. Double play would be even better for him. Duzenac trying to get a ball to the outfield and pick up an RBI. If he does, it would be his 36th of the year. One ball, two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a check swing foul off to the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes. And here comes a swing and a miss, and Duzenac is down on strikes, so Block gets his strikeout. For Ty Block, his second, and he will not hang around to see the end of this top of the ninth inning, so Block gets the strikeout in the key spot. And now Warren Schaefer will come out of the third base dugout, and he will fetch Reagan Todd. We've had two Rileys pitch tonight for Albuquerque, but this is Reagan Todd coming in from the bullpen. And so Block will leave, responsible for the two men on. And Todd, the new pitcher, we'll talk about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. It's the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1. Two on, two out, top of the ninth on the Aces Digital Network.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
The new pitcher for the Isotopes in the top of the ninth inning is Reagan Todd. And Todd faces Yanni Hernandez with runners at the corners and two outs. The center fielder Boswell slightly towards right. The left-hander Todd making Hernandez turn around and bat right-handed. And Yanni swings the first pitch and fouls it back off of our level and down to the lower deck. And it's nothing in one to Hernandez, who's 0 for 4. Hernandez, the only Aces hitter that has not reached base. He's grounded out four times, once into a double play. This inning started with a triple by Dominic Maroglio. He's still at third base. There's the 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball to right center field. Angle back to his right is Snyder, and he gets there and makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Todd comes in and strands his two inherited runners. It was a nice job by Ty Block to set him up to do so. Block working around that leadoff triple. For the Aces, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left stranded. Reno now three outs away from making it a 9-3 road trip. As we go to the bottom of the ninth, the Isotopes will have Tolia, Montez, and Trejo, and they will face Caleb Berger, who's back out to try and finish this. 5-1 Aces on the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Aces are three outs away from punctuating a remarkable road trip. 9-3 if the Aces can get out of here with a win. And Reno, with the win, would get another game of separation from Vegas, who lost today. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back for strike one by Michael Tolia. Again, it's Berger still out there. And Berger worked a quick 1-2-3 eighth, and he got a strikeout. He had two outs on four pitches in that eighth inning. The pitch is low, and it's one ball and one strike. Non-save situation for Berger. The starters are the pitchers of record, Brandon Faught and Riley Smith. Again, Tolia, Montes, and Trejo. Pitch is way inside, and it's 2-1. And a swing. That was a swing, right? A appeal, yes, of course, says Jose Navas, the first base umpire. He kind of waved the bat through the zone, tried to pull it back. I'm surprised that Taka Matsuda didn't call it himself. Two balls and two strikes to Tolia. The pitch, and Tolia takes just a bit low. Tolia's had a nice start to his AAA tenure, and I really like this player. Tolia can switch hit, seen him hit for power, seen him spray the ball around, control some at-bats, and the pitch is in tight, and he draws a leadoff walk here in the ninth inning. So one on, and Coco Montes coming up next, and Montes is 1-for-2. Plenty of breathing room here for Berger, as the Aces have a 5-1 lead. Reno is out hit Albuquerque 10-3. Aces have committed the game's only error. Second baseman Hernandez shaded toward the middle, and the pitch is up high, ball one. 4,971, the paid attendance here today, 4,971. There's the 1-0, and it's inside, and now two balls and no strikes. So all of a sudden, Berger, a bit of a live wire, and Jose Herrera is going to go out and have a chat with him. Aceball fans, sure to join us every Thursday for our Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, presented by 104.5, Reno's Rock Station. Grab an ice-cold Coors Light draft for $2, an ice-cold Aceball Ale for $4. And get your tickets, of course, at RenoAces.com. Two balls and no strikes to Coco Montes. Alan Trejo to follow. Here's the 2-0, and Montes takes just wide, and it's 3-0. So Berger has issued back-to-back walks. Or, I beg your pardon, he is on the brink of issuing back-to-back walks behind in the count 3-0. Here's the pitch, and it's in for a strike. Caleb just scratched the inside corner that time, and it's 3-1. Tolia being held at first by Marolio. 3-1, and a swing and a foul back, and now full count, so Berger has rallied in this sequence. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. And a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Jose Herrera. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it was in on the hands. And Montes down on strikes, and a great job by Berger. Again, he was on the brink of issuing back-to-back walks. Fell behind 3-0 after walking Tolia, but he rallies to strike out Coco Montes for the first out. And Alan Trejo comes up next. We'll see if that strikeout settles Caleb in to this ninth inning a little bit more. Trejo is 1-for-3 with a single his last time up. And the pitch is swung on in line off the glove of the leaping Hager into left field. That'll be a base hit cut off up the line by Duzenac. And Hager timed his leap perfectly, but it was just out of his range. just off the glove of Hager. It glanced up the left field, or off the glove and up the left field line where Duzenac cut it off just as it was getting toward the warning track. Well, that'll get Mitchell Stumpo stirring in the Aces' bullpen. Isotopes still need to have one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate. Jonathan Morales 0 for 3, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the inside corner. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left center. And now Yonny Hernandez, I think, giving the signal to the outfield, letting them know that they want the outfield and no doubles. Yonny touching his head, and that'll have the outfielders push back a couple of paces. Again, that no doubles defense is there for the outfielders to assure that nothing gets by them, and that it's only one run that scores on a hit out there as that pitch is inside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Stokes trying to make things interesting here in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing 5-1. Berger would love to see the infield turn two. The pitch is swung on in line toward the right field corner, but it slices foul out of play. One ball and two strikes to Jonathan Morales. Brett Boswell to follow. And again, the key here for Berger is to keep the tying run out of the batter's box. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a foul back. That was an elevated 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Again, after the day off tomorrow, the Aces back home at Greater Nevada Field for the first time in a while. First time this month. I shouldn't say that. I think we had an August 1st game there, right? Actually, we didn't. So, yeah, first time this month. Here's the 1-2, and it's swung on and lifted to left center field, but this is going to be playable for Fletcher, who's to his right to make the catch for the second out. So now the Aces are one out away, and Brett Boswell all that stands in the way. So, again, the Aces will play their first game at home in the month of August. It'll be on August 16th. So it's been a while. Come on out and see the first place Aces. 6:35 on Tuesday, and for tickets, RenoAces.com. And it's Taco Tuesday, so why the heck not? Two tacos and a beer for $10, come on. Boswell in from the left side. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back for strike one. Nothing in one to Boswell. Two on and two out. Berger needs one more out. The 0-1 is taken up and in. It's one ball and one strike. The Aces 5, the Isotopes 1. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a line drive center field and a base hit. Hitting third base and being held is Tolia. The fans are reacting, but that's the right move there, because it doesn't really matter if Tolia scores unless a couple more score behind him, and now you have the possible tying run at the plate. And now Gil Velasquez has a decision to make. Stumpo's got to be hot right now, so if Gil wants to go to the pen, he can, and it looks like he will. So Boswell singles to load the bases, and Taylor Snyder is coming up as the possible tying run. Snyder, who had a towering three-run homer yesterday, is up as the possible tying run, and he'll face Mitchell Stumpo. Berger goes an inning and two-thirds, and of course he's responsible for the three men on here. So we will step aside, and Mitchell Stumpo will come on and try and put an end to this game and put a nail in the coffin of the Isotopes tonight. Isotopes, the base is loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth. The Aces 5, the Isotopes 1. We're back after this call to the bullpen break on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Well, you know the old adage about the toughest outs you get in a baseball game. It's the last one. And the Aces are experiencing that right now. The base is loaded for the Isotopes here in the bottom of the ninth. Albuquerque down to its final out. The Aces leading 5-1, the possible tying run at the plate, and Taylor Snider, who is 0-3 with three strikeouts tonight. Mitchell Stumpo, the right-hander, deals, and Snider with a big swing and a miss. And it's nothing in one. Stumpo got a fastball by him. Outfielders are at no doubles, very deep. Nothing in one to Snider, who again hit a three-run homer last night. The pitch is swung on and missed, and Stumpo dialed up 96, and he put it upstairs and induced the swing and a miss by Snider. No balls and two strikes. This is a save situation now for Stumpo, would be his fourth. He has not blown a save this season. Now the pitch clock got him. Well, Stumpo didn't have time. The pitch clock was off. And they're going to reset it. They're not going to penalize Stumpo here. The pitch clock was off. Stumpo's like, wait a minute. I didn't even have 5 seconds there. So no balls and two strikes. The pitch. And a swing and a miss. And Mitchell Stumpo on three pitches comes out and extinguishes the flames here in the bottom of the ninth inning. He strikes out Taylor Snider, who's down on strikes for a fourth time. And what an exclamation point to this road trip for the Aces, on which they go 9-3 and gain 5.5 games on the Aviators. The Aces are now 8 games up on Vegas in the PCL West. And Mitchell Stumpo had to come on and get the final 3 strikes. It became a sweat, but Stumpo strands his inherited runners. And the Reno Aces with a dazzling trip to Vegas and Albuquerque as they, again, go 9-3 on this trip and win this one, the finale, by a final of 5-1. Our final totals, the Aces, 5 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. The Isotopes, 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Brandon Fott, he is now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Riley Smith, he is now 4-5, and the save to Mitchell Stumpo, his fourth in as many tries. The paid attendance, 4,971 here at Isotopes Park. And we'll have the official time of the ball game when we come back for the post-game portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next here from Albuquerque. Our final score, the Aces 5 and the Isotopes 1. And we are back for the post-game next on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right, your face needs to eat too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats,
rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Welcome back inside Rio Grande Credit Union Field here at Isotopes Park. Zach Bayrudy, glad to have been with you for this one as it has gone final. What a finish to the road trip for the Aces, a trip on which they go 9-3. They defeat the Isotopes to put the exclamation point on this trip tonight, 5-1. They had to sweat it in the ninth inning. Albuquerque loaded the bases. They got the tying run to the plate, but to Mitchell Stumpo coming on and striking out Taylor Snyder to end the ball game on 3 pitches. So what a finish. And the Aces with a 5-1 win. Let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 5 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. They left 5 stranded. The Isotopes, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They stranded 8. The winning pitcher, Brandon Fodd, who was impressive again today. He's now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Riley Smith, he's now 4-5. Mitchell Stumpo collects his 4th save in as many tries. In a game that took 2 hours and 33 minutes, the paid attendance tonight, 4,971, 4,971 here at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. Let's take it back through it, and the Aces struck first in the first. The top of the first inning, Corbin Carroll, a one-out single, and then after Wilmer Defoe flied out to deep center, Carroll tagged and with his prodigious speed advanced to second. So he was in scoring position for Dominic Canzone, who came up clutch with a 2-out RBI single, and that Canzone single was not only clutch, it set the tone and gave the Aces a 1-0 lead. The Isotopes would tie it on their first hit of the game, and up until the seventh inning, this was their only hit of the game. A 2-out, 2-strike solo home run off the bat of Tim Lopes. Lopes just getting it over that left field fence, left center to the right of the 371-foot marker, and that tied the game at 1. But that literally was the only real blemish for Brandon Fodd, who otherwise was sensational. Fodd went 6 innings. He gave up just the 1 hit, leading to the 1 run. He walked 2, and he struck out an eye-popping 10. So Fodd with 10 strikeouts, the most he's had in AAA. He's had 12 earlier this year with Amarillo, but 10 strikeouts with the Aces is his Aces high. And, wow, what an introduction to this team. Brandon Fodd has been impressive in 3 outings on this trip, and fans at Greater Nevada Field should be very excited to see Brandon Fodd when we get back home. So 1-1 it was until we got to the fifth inning, and then the Aces took the lead as it turned out for good. With one out, Jose Herrera singled, and then Jake Hager, who's hit the ball a ton on this road trip and oftentimes without much to show for it. There was one occasion in Vegas where he smoked a few and just missed home runs by just small margins. Hager finally got a hold of one and was paid off with a home run down the left field line, a 2-run shot with one out. That broke the 1-1 tie, and that gave the Aces a 3-1 lead. Those were the last runs given up by Riley Smith, the Isotopes starter and former Aces right-hander. Went 5 innings. He gave up 3 runs, all earned on 5 hits. He walked 1, and he struck out 2. The Aces widened their lead in the 7th inning with 2 runs, and it was Ty Block on the mound for Albuquerque. Block would give up a leadoff single to Dominic Fletcher, an ensuing double to Dominic Maroglio, who went 2-for-4 with 2 extra base hits, because why not? This was Maroglio's road trip, of course. And then Herrera with a two-run single up the middle, and that allowed Fletcher and Maroglio to score and made it a 5-1 Reno advantage. And I talk about Dominic Maroglio because, of course, he had that huge moment in Vegas with the Aces down to their final strike. He hit that pinch-hit two-run homer, and that is, I think, going to be one of the defining moments of the season. And that was not the only moment that Maroglio had on this trip. He had a few of them. But that was the big one, and it's fitting that he ends this game and this road trip with extra base hits in his last two at-bats. So 5-1 Reno at that point, and those two runs were given up by Ty Block, who worked into the ninth inning. Block would leave with two on and two out, and DeReagan Todd would come in and get the final out of that inning, stranding his inherited runners. Jeff Bain, give Jeff Bain a lot of credit. He came on in relief of Fott to start the seventh inning. And Coco Montes and Alan Trejo with back-to-back singles. But then after that, Jonathan Morales fly to left and back-to-back strikeouts to Brett Boswell and Taylor Snyder. So that was a big situation out of which Bain navigated. That was his only inning of work. And then Berger took over in the eighth. Berger worked a 1-2-3 inning. He got two outs on four pitches, including a strikeout. So he worked a snappy eighth inning, and thus he came out for the ninth. And Berger in the ninth issued a leadoff walk to Tolia. Then he struck out Coco Montes, and after that, Alan Trejo singled to put two on. But Morales came up next and flied to center, and that put Berger on the brink of ending this game. So he stayed out there with Stumpo warming in the pen to face Brett Boswell, but Boswell would prolong the game with a single to center, and that loaded the bases with two outs. So out went Berger, in came Mitchell Stumpo, and it took Stumpo just three pitches to strike out Taylor Snyder and end this ball game. And Stumpo getting the save and putting the exclamation point on a whale of a road trip for the Reno Aces. Our final totals again, the Aces, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, and they left 5 stranded. The Isotopes, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. The winning pitcher, Brandon Fott, he is now 2-0. The losing pitcher, Riley Smith, he is now 4-5. And the save to Mitchell Stumpo, his 4th. In a game that took 2 hours and 33 minutes, the paid attendance here at Isotopes Park, 4,971. And again, the Aces on this road trip, it started with the Aces holding a 2.5-game lead on the Aviators for first place in the division. The Aces gained 5.5 games of ground on this trip, and they put 5.5 games of separation between themselves and Vegas and Reno now with an 8-game lead, with Vegas having lost today. Reno with an 8-game lead in the PCL West. So no matter how you look at this road trip, mighty impressive. And a couple of games here in Albuquerque, the Aces could have won a couple of the 3 that they lost, but again, they are more than thrilled with a split of this series after sweeping the Aviators to start this trip. Speaking of the PCL, let's check the out-of-town scoreboard, and we find that they're still in progress down the road in El Paso. They're in the top of the eighth inning, and it's El Paso 13 and Sugar Land 4, so that game is a blowout. Everything else is a final. Sacramento 9, Salt Lake 2. Tacoma all over Vegas today, 9-1 to take the finale of that series. Oklahoma City put up a 20 spot today, and they defeated Round Rock 20-3. And that is the out-of-town scoreboard on this Sunday, August 14th, 2022. As far as what is to come next, a day off tomorrow slash travel day for the Aces, and then the Aces are back home on Tuesday, and they will begin a 6-game homestand with the Salt Lake Bees. Again, 6:35 first pitch on Tuesday, our pregame coverage on the radio at 6:25, and we'll be back on the MILB TV side as well. For tickets to any of the upcoming home games, visit RenoAces.com, and trust me, this is a show you don't want to miss right now. The Aces are hot and very entertaining to watch with all of these young D-backs prospects. So again, RenoAces.com for your tickets, and we'll very much look forward to seeing you back out at Greater Nevada Field after we've been gone for a couple of weeks. And that about does it for us tonight from Albuquerque. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. Would also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all their hard work. Adam Nichols, Drew McDonald on the PR side, AJ Grimm, and Chase Groden on the social media. Chase was on the social media today, so thanks so much to Chase. And for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball, I'm Zach Beirutti saying so long from Isotopes Park. Once again, our final score tonight, the Reno Aces 5 and the Albuquerque Isotopes 1. Enjoy the day off tomorrow. We'll see you on Tuesday back in the friendly confines of Greater Nevada Field. 6:35 first pitch. Pre-game coverage at 6:25 for the Aces and the Bees, and we'll look forward to catching you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, what remains of your weekend. Enjoy the day off tomorrow, and so long from Albuquerque.